stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can. I'm gonna give you what
you need. Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM! Welcome to Radio BAM!
Seriously, 28th Faction.
This week you're joined by Ray Brown and his preseason faggot football, Nico, Bam Martell, Lord Pizarro,
and Matt Colin King.
What's Lord Pizarro drinking out of that?
Vodka and iced tea.
He takes that everywhere.
Why would you just mix that and bring it in your own?
Are you drunk all the time?
No.
Do you drink at work?
No, not at all.
Don't you work at, should we say where you work?
Yeah.
You work at Ludwig's.
Mad Ludwig's.
Ludwig's.
Whoa, that's strong, too.
I know, because I'm tough.
What kind of, kind of vodka do you prefer?
Smirnoff, it's cheap.
It was rated one of the best vodkas out there.
Really?
Yeah, they did like a big taste test and all the vodka snobs got together and they're like, oh, I could have won there.
Snobs got together.
And they didn't mark the shit. It just ended up being Smirnoff, like $10.99.
Tell me some vodka facts, shitbirds.
I live with this guy out in California. And he drank like 3 1.75-liter bottles of vodka a week.
Really?
Shit. I was like, it was like 75 or like 80 shots in one fucking bottle. That's so many shots. Like, when do you find time to sober up just to like
How about winos? They're just educated drunks. People who love wine. Like, oh, you have the Cabernet from 1989 in Chile, Santiago. Oh, that's the peaking point. That's the best time to drink. You know, because the grapes, you can't just grow them anywhere. They need to be grown in a specific environment, and the grapes are so thin, and if they break, you know, then you're not going to get the same drunkenness. It's like, you're a smart drunk.
Right. Like, is that a 76 ER you have there? It's like, what the fuck does that mean?
The only difference between a rich wino and Raekwon is just the fact that they're like, Ray just wants to get shit tossed. Like, give me a beer for Christ's sake.
Or I like that. That's my new title, Rich Wino. I'm the one that gets to drink a Cabernet while they're drinking Thunderbird in the gutter. I'm like, let me get that.
I don't know how I rigged this, but I was in London like 2 years ago, and I went to dinner with the Duke of.
Sandwich?
No, the Duke of Denmark.
Shit.
So I don't even know what the hell that is.
But it's the Danish royal family.
Yeah, everybody was like, oh my god, the Duke of Denmark is here. And I was sitting at the same table with him. He goes, let me get this bottle of da-da-da-da-da. It's like some red wine. The guy brings it. He doesn't even take a sip of it. He just smells it, and he swishes it around a little bit, and he smells it again. He goes, get this bullshit out of here. No, I swear to God, it was a $2,000 bottle of wine that they just opened.
They should do that with, like, a beer somewhere in a bar and be like, this is crap, man. And just give it back
he
for the smell.
He just switches it around and smells it. He's like, but, man, I want a bottle of Rock Light. This bullshit, man.
Let's go to the Square Bar and get glasses of beer and just smell the glasses. Oh, this is bullshit.
That's the worst. That's the worst fucking place I've ever been.
The Square Bar?
The Square Bar is, I'll never, that's the one bar on this earth I'll never go to.
No, the Locust Crest.
Is that bad?
No, Locust Crest beats it hand down.
The Locust Crest.
On the way to Grand
Ole Opry
Mall. Oh, that little shithole! We went there and had lunch at
Grateful Road.
Drunk one night, yeah.
Grateful Road! It's a farmer's bar.
Dude,
if you're not a farmer, get out.
Listen to me. I for some reason, me and Jen got an argument at right there. I pull into the side. I didn't pull in to that parking lot, but I just pulled to the side, and we were fucking arguing and bitching, and then we started going for a walk. I looked into the bar. It was like 4 in the morning or something, and I'm like, the TV's still on. And I look in there. There's some guy in there jacking off to porn.
Yeah, he's the only one in the fucking bar, right?
Wet in there.
And we ate
How long ago? 2 years ago.
Okay, we're good. Summertime.
We had the best cheesesteak.
I'll tell you what. First off, not only did they serve the cheesesteak on a hot dog bun, you're like, what is this? No wonder it's a dollar. Like, you think you're going to steal? Yeah. But then the hot grill is in a closet that they just ripped out and could fit a grill in and wedge like an old grandfather, like, make steaks. This is like the tightest room.
I pulled in there one time and I'm like, yeah, man, there's going to be some chicks hitting on me in this place. Because I figured this is my caliber bar, right?
So, wait, remember that? Remember the smallest bar in the world in Cabo?
Oh, yeah.
It was, you could seriously fit four people in there.
Oh, my God. Damn.
It's just like an alley with, like, a bartender there.
Like, as big as this table?
I think you just go there just to say that you've been to the smallest bar, but, like, who would actually go and kick it there? Like,
the closet.
Man, it's fucking
shelter.
Crowded tonight!
Ryan Dunn will love it there.
Sorry, guys, we've got five people in here. We're over capacity. You guys got to take it.
Yeah, why wouldn't you drink at home? It's the same thing.
Well, Fire Marshal's getting pissed, man. He's going to be, like, all over if we had six people in here because it says five on the door.
Your shipper, did you hear that my uncle's back in jail? Pat?
Oh, he didn't go to jail, did he?
He said it wasn't his
fault. In jail. He said it wasn't his fault. Dude, if somebody, like, calls you a pussy, like, if I was at a bar and somebody's like, yo, Ben, fucking pussy, I'd be like, yeah, you're right, I am a pussy.
It happens every time I go out.
Yeah, like, shit. I don't care. It's in one ear and out the other. I really don't care. But Pat, my uncle, on the other hand, if he's at a bar and it's like, fucking pussy, like, he'll, though he's under house arrest and he shouldn't be out anyway, he'll still jump over the bar and beat the shit out of the guy and then break a bottle of his head, and then he wonders why he goes back to jail.
Well, then you just had a seat after that and had a beer like it was no big deal.
That really just happened? He just beat someone's ass and bottled them?
Oh, he's back in the gated community.
Like, he's been in and out of jail probably 10 times now, about 6 months apiece.
For the
and
same thing.
For the same thing. He goes back to the bar, somebody calls him a pussy, and then he beats him up, and then he goes back to jail.
He gives it for a checkup.
And, dude, I went out drinking with him one night at Firewaters. He's a fucking loose cannon.
Baked on and smoked.
He's a peppermint patty.
Shipbirds is my limo driver. Shipbirds is the only limo driver that drinks beer on the way to New York City with a safety bottle of whiskey that he has on the DL, and then he smokes weed, too.
No, he doesn't have weed, so he's smearing Crest on a freaking cigarette. Yeah, like Crest on it. Like East Coast High.
You see me smoking, like gelled toothpaste.
Oh, it still says Shitbirds outside. He mowed Shitbirds in the lawn 3 weeks ago. It's still there. He doesn't mow the lawn anymore. He just keeps mowing that part so the grass gets higher and higher, and he cuts out Shitbirds so you can see it from space.
It's time efficient. It's much more time efficient to cut all that grass. Just let it all grow and do something like artistic with it.
Are you still dealing with the mulch?
Oh, the fucking mulch, man.
What?
He hates it. Don't talk about it.
Serenade me with your I hate mulch song.
I got some I hate fucking mulch. Give me 2 seconds. I'll get set up.
Over there. Most people, like, you know, hate, you know, the airport and getting on flights and stuff, but Shippers hates mulch.
I hate mulch.
Not mulch you.
All right, here we go, ready?
My own personal Jesus.
Fucking mulch. Goddamn motherfucking mulch. Fucking mulch. Goddamn motherfucking mulch. In French, it's pronounced goulash. Yeah, either way, I don't fucking care. Mulch.
Is it really?
Fucking mulch. Fucking mulch. Goddamn motherfucking mulch. Fucking mulch. Goddamn motherfucking mulch. Yeah. In Spanish it pronounced mulache. In Spanish it pronounced mulache.
Polish. What about Polish? What did you say about Polish?
Okay, next one, ready? I'll go do it again. Fucking mulch. Goddamn motherfucking mulch. Fucking mulch. God
goddamn motherfucking molds. Here we go, here we go. In Polish, it's pronounced brown stuff on the ground. Bulacy.
Oh, God.
Bulacy.
Get up, boy.
Fucking molds. Goddamn motherfucking molds. Fucking molds.
You're like, just make it up right now.
Goddamn motherfucking molds.
You write it down beforehand.
Hang on.
Come on, baby, spread some stuff on the ground. Gonna make the whole world black and brown. Fucking molds. Goddamn motherfucking molds. Fucking molds. Goddamn motherfucking molds.
Is that the nice fade out?
I faded it out.
You just said words in the middle of that song that didn't even go to anything.
Mulatte.
Poland.
Why did Poland?
In Poland.
In Poland, they call it brown stuff on the ground.
Because, like, mulch is too complicated.
Come on, baby.
I don't understand.
Like, I'm going to get a girl by saying, come on, baby, let's get some mulch and paint the world black and brown. Like, she's going to want to go with me on that.
I'm taking a piss break, and you're going to hear some proper rock. A band called Nightwish from Finland.
Yeah.
And a hot biatch. Yo, it's actually like, it sounds like it belongs in like Never Ending Story or something. Let's hear it. This is Nightwish called Wonderlust on Radio Bam Seriously 28 Factory.
They mulch and fresh.
We're not kidding.
action, baby.
My God.
And now back to Radio Bell.
And that was Nightwish. Wanderlust. Right?
Right.
Rayquan is here, but so's Bam and Lord Bataro.
Who is Lord Bataro? Matt Cole, Deco.
Shipbird.
You're supposed to tell me who I am?
Shipbird.
Uncle Man the Shipbird.
Okay, Lord Bataro is Mustard Man. If you haven't seen Mustard Man,
oh yeah, he's in the music video Mustard Man.
But the best thing of the Lord Bataro, the best video footage of him, it's impossible to get now, that documentary. Dude, the CKY documentary was awesome.
No, I had Captain Undies in there? Stage.
Yeah, Captain Undies is in there.
Peter Chip Stage!
Captain Undies is the best ever.
Wait. What did you say? You were like, look at them shistings. I'm going to get him.
Let's get him.
Let's get him.
There's Captain Undies.
He's all licking his lips by the poop stain with the knife on Ryan Dunn's
foot. Yeah, that was the grossest thing
ever. Tim's like, the sign says this way.
Remember Dave fucking Tim? He was like, that was the best. That scream you do. Dude, that is the best thing.
Like, why would you want to go to the ship?
See, who get it? Grossy rapes a dude's ass in the woods, and it's the one of the first things.
Yeah, did you go to the Warped Tour the other night?
Nah, who was there?
Well, Avenged Sevenfold was there, and My Chemical Romance. That was pretty much all I went to see it, but I don't know, man. They need to, like, switch their bands up.
They're doing that at all the fucking festivals. Like, I went to see Iron Maiden the other night, and that was, like, the best band there. There's, like, 10,000 people
to see Iron Maiden, dude. What, that Molly Hatchet, dude. Fucking rocks.
Molly Hatchet. Is that Molly Hatchet?
Molly Hatchet. I was looking it up the other day, and it's like, I'm not going to play that. No, actually, they have a good song. I just can't find out. I can't find out what the name of it is. Something about on a goddamn mountain, something or other. And it's like a hidden track on I don't know. Like, might even be like a remake or something.
All right, out of these three songs, what is the worst ever? Ready?
Axel F, man.
Beverly Hills Cop. That's or awesome. Ghostbusters. It's something strange. Or wait, what's
this? I had the other one. Okay.
Down to Fraggle Rock.
Fraggle Rock. Worse. Hey, wait, they had Traveling Uncle Matt in Fraggle Rock, didn't they? So I guess that one wins.
Which one would be the worst if it was just played over and over and over?
I'd kill myself.
Axel F.
Fraggle Rock. It might turn around and become better somehow. Because the other ones, you think they'd be all right, but you might be like,
that happened.
You like, can't sing along with that.
Rab used to do that in school. He would say one thing the whole time, like, he would bother this one kid, Sean, and he would just be, hey, Sean. Hey, Sean. Hey, Sean. And he'd do it for an hour, and it would be really funny. And then, like, the next 4 hours, you'd be like, Rab, I fucking hate you. Stop doing that. It's so annoying. And then after the five-hour peak, it would be re-funny again because, like, I cannot believe you're still saying
that. Sean. Hey, Sean.
Yeah, it might be that way. What was the first one?
That's the
I think that's the worst. Dude.
That's the worst.
Song
ever. You can't sing.
That's my favorite one.
And you know what pissed me off? The cocksucker who wrote that stupid ass riff probably has some nice ass house in the Hollywood Hills.
Oh yeah.
He just called Herbie Hancock a sucker. That is his right there.
Sucker Herbie Hancock.
Wow, said, this is a nice house, sir. I'm like, what do you do?
You know that song?
I wrote that. That's why I have this nice pad.
Actually, he's like promoting Bose Radio and shit.
Yeah, like, motherfucker, that riff got me $10 million. Dude, that was the shit back in the day. That was the first song I ever played on a computer. Like, it was synthesized.
You know what? Dude,
that was back in the black and white days, man.
I get the Staples out of my head in 3 days.
Oh, there you go.
Still in. Finally. I have 12 Staples in my head because I was filming Cribs at Evil Jared Hasselhoff's house, and being his name is Evil Jared,
oh my God.
He told me the water was 7 feet deep when it was only 2 feet deep with rocks. So I did a dive right onto my head and split it open 7 inches long.
Now, unlike G,
So your head was like a bench.
You
seven
could
inch
see
bolt.
My
yeah, dude. His head was fucked up, man. It was really fucked up. Like I was there. Jared pulled him out. It looked like something out of Battlefield Vietnam. He's like
Battlefield Vietnam.
Oh yeah.
And
he's like
Jared
grabbing him. Bam's knocked out.
A new video.
His head is coated in mud, and there's just blood running down his hand. And Jared's like, medic.
Oh yeah, your skull will bleed like a stuck pig.
He was like taking it as a joke,
man.
Though. He was like, I'll take care of this. And then he would, like, pour beer on my mouth. I'm like, dude, stop. My head is open. You can see my skull. It's not funny anymore.
And it definitely wasn't, like, he cracked his head. There was a million cameras, but there was, like, was there anyone there to help at all? You know, there was, like, all these people and not one
there
emergency
never is.
Person.
Dude, it fucking hurts. Like, I've broken my tailbone, ribs, fucking wrist, legs. I broke my leg in three different spots at once, and I'd say that cracking your head open is the worst ever. The needle that they used to numb my head to put the staples in, that hurt just as bad as the fucking staples.
Yeah, like, what is going on with modern technology? They take you into the hospital, they say, okay, we're gonna look at this. You already have a big gaping freaking hatchet wound in your fucking head, and they're going to shove a needle in it to make it feel better. Like, you just skip the fucking needle and keep it to yourself, you know? Like,
can't they come?
I know, and why do you have to deal with the pain? Like, it's just like, we'll give you a little bit of morphine. How about you give me a lot of morphine?
Yeah, yeah. How about I snort a fucking line of that shit? And then you start sticking me.
Stick it where it'll fuck you,
man. I don't think they're going to let you do that if you walk into a hospital.
You know, like, that's what they say. Like, yeah, we're going to be giving you about a dozen staples in your head, so we're going to give you a little bit of morphine. Like, give me a lot of morphine.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to feel it
right.
at all.
What do you want to make me
feel? I
want to
be knocked the fuck out. I want to wake up and have staples in my head and be like, good.
Dude, you're right, yeah. though, man. When he was bleeding on his head, it was like a waterfall coming out. But then once we stopped, like, once we put a towel on it, like, a couple, you know, a minute, it totally stopped bleeding. But all that mud and shit was in it. I had to fix that, man.
Blood.
Dude,
blood.
He was covered.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You gotta see his head.
Susie, sewed it up. It stopped. It's not bleeding.
See, Brandon, now you got freaking Bataro here. Lord Bataro's talking shit on me.
You don't know Lord Bataro. If you still don't know who he is, he's in Haggard. He's that guy with the purple ass. And it's a real... You gotta tell him what it is.
I split my ass cheek in half.
How?
Yo,
what's
oh,
the
yeah,
morphine?
Dude, I just had an ass like yours. My whole ass cheek was purple because I fell at the gravity game. And I had a Bataro ass.
Did you take a picture?
I think somebody must have.
That,
it was completely purple,
like
dude.
Dude, it's
yeah,
fucking...
I did a baseball slide all the way down the steps on one cheek. All the way down. I stood up, I was like, I'm fine. And I'm like, no, I'm not. My ass hurts. And then he's like, oh, my ass is too big for my pants. So I unbuttoned my pants.
Like, it swelled up?
Yeah. It was like... huge, just three times the size of one.
Dude, one of the most times
worked.
One of the most times I've ever been embarrassed for somebody was at East High School when this kid Jeff DA, like, the bell rang, we were all coming out, there must have been a lot of hot girls looking, but this dude just tumbled down the ten stairs. Oh. Like, tumbled down, but boom, 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 boom. And then he's just like, God, I'm like, ooh. Like, how embarrassing, man. And, like, just the other day in New Hope, like, they were probably in second grade or something. They were on this bike trip thing, and they were riding their bikes. And there was, it seemed to hold, like, a whole class, like 20 people. This one kid just hits his brakes, like, scorpions it over the handlebars and just slides on the ground so bad. And, like, all these, like, all the classmates are just like, Mrs. So-and-so, Jasper fell. Like, we have to wait because Jasper fell. Like, wouldn't you feel so shitty like, if you were Jasper? Like, God, why'd I have to fall in front of everybody?
Fucking back, man. Was he screaming?
I wish. I love that.
Yes,
I fell down the steps at 15 North. And bent my house key. I couldn't get it. The house key was all bent.
I think I remember that house key.
I'm over here looking at Jugs magazine, and it's just like fat bitches everywhere.
Dude, that's
like
the magazine of lunch ladies.
I'm too skinny, man.
One time I saw this kid crying and mowing the lawn at the same time. I was like, his voice sounded like the sound of the mama.
Jason, get out there and mow the fucking lawn.
Little brat motherfucker.
Dude, when little brat ass kids fucking start screaming like on airplanes and stuff, if you just laugh at them, if they're in the store and you just start laughing, they don't know what to do. They're like, he knows I'm not really hurt. Like they get all confused and they shut up.
Yeah.
If you're on your cell phone, just start laughing for no reason. Hang up and just start laughing when the kid's crying. Sneak a little look in there and be like, they'll be like,
Jeff Ron can do that baby cry. He was doing it all in Brazil, man. We would just sit there and he would let, if a baby was crying across the room, he'd let out this baby cry and the whole 200 people were turning.
He's just a sicko.
Dude, when he made that smack sound, it was like,
yeah!
Oh, yeah! I heard about that.
Dude, everyone, 200 people turned and were like, oh, my God. And it was just
Yo, just today, I was in Kmart. I haven't been in Kmart for, like, two right. or 3 years, but I was in Kmart, and this kid, there's, like, a whole, like, metal crate of like, balls. Like kickballs.
Yeah,
and there was, like, bungee cords
That's
all around
right.
it. And they were pulling, he was pulling the bungee cord and slapping it against the balls. And he kept doing it, and making the loudest noise. And his mom was just like, Jimmy, stop that! You know, and he'd keep doing it. Jimmy, what did I tell you? I said stop that. And he kept doing it. And, like, five times she was, like, shopping, looking for light bulbs or something. She's like, Jimmy, I said stop that. She said it, like, six times. Finally, I walked by, I'm just like, listen to your mother, you little brat. And I just kept walking.
Listen, you little fucking cocksuckers. You said stay away from the fucking balls. You know what that fucking means? It means stay away from the fucking balls.
Dude, anytime I wish I would have said something and I didn't, I always regretted it. But anytime I just opened up my mouth and just said something, I always drove away being like, I'm so glad I did that. See, even on the airplane, like, fuck, man, I have to deal with 3 more hours after I'm going to call this kid out right now. Like, and then I turn around, look at the mom in the eye, like, shut your kid up.
Yeah.
You know? And then I have to turn around, and it's just like, I'm sitting next to her for 3 more hours on the flight. It's like so uncomfortable.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
Some people just don't, like, take care. They don't say, all right, stop it, that's enough, and yoke their kid up by the fucking neck like you're supposed to, you know, to get their attention.
In CKY1.
The kid just goes nuts the whole time.
In CKY1, remember when that guy was picking his nose right next to me on the flight? Dude, he was next to me, and I'm just like, dude, you've been picking your nose for like 3 hours. That's fucking disgusting.
I remember
man.
That.
And like, he was just like, you didn't know what to do. And then I had to sit with him for 3 more hours. Like,
he just kept picking it.
It's so uncomfortable.
Oh, God. He was going to town on his nose in that video. You could see him. He's just like, oh, yeah, look. Like, moving his finger around. Like,
this next song's called Shelter Your Needs by Juliet Lewis, Radio Band Series 28 Factors.
Put it in my hand and tell me how much pressure it takes to get you off.
That's where I learned the street fight. I like it straight edge, right side up, uncorrupt. You sold it all for the highlight, now you're stuck. Selling skin, fake tits, mutilation. Dick sucking lips, for no infiltration.
strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Banner.
Turn it
on Sirius 28 Faction.
That was Juliette Lewis, Shelter Your Needs, and I like that band. I didn't think that, I remember when she was doing it, when we were doing the hymn video, Buried Alive by Love, in L.A., like, 2.5 years ago, she was recording that album, and I thought to myself, like, man, I don't know if, like, she's gonna be in a rock band. Like, is that gonna be, like, successful? I mean, I know that you're a movie star, but,
yeah.
Like, it seems like people stop giving a shit. Like Dog Star, Keanu Reeves, that shit
man.
Was a failing flop. But
not in Taiwan.
They did that in TV one time.
Oh. When I went to Taiwan, they were huge.
Dog
huge.
Star?
All over the place.
Really?
It's like Hasselhoff,
so
man.
Big.
It goes berserk.
There's, like at least, like, 30,000, like, Chinese people, like,
ping pong, ping pong.
What's that other band that Jared Leto is in?
30 Seconds to Mars. Are they good?
Thank you, Tom.
Tom's like, yeah, I got it.
It's the fastest answer ever.
Never playing music trivia with this motherfucker.
Anybody who buys, like, Jared Leto CD, it's just like, you like that?
No, but he's hot.
But he's hot.
Jared Leto, the guy who's in Fight Club, he was like Brad Pitt's sidekick.
Alexander. He's an Alexander, isn't he?
Who is he?
Probably, yeah.
His best friend he lets a bone the whole time.
Oh,
I love how they know how they come.
Alexander was so bad it broke my DVD player.
It was horrible.
And he watched it. It died, dude.
The poor player's just like, can't take no. More.
The sound still worked, but the video was like, bleh, it was gone, dude.
It was like, fuck you guys ain't watching the shit.
Oh.
You ain't watching it.
Oh, my God.
We watched a fun movie over at Joe Franz's house this weekend.
Oh, God, what'd that karate watch? Movie was fucking
what the
awesome.
Hell was the name of that?
Wait, which one? The dinosaur one?
No, yeah. the one after that.
The one after
that's
that.
That's Kung Fu Hustle, and the other one was the River of Quan Chi.
I got so shit-housed, I was talking about my old Ford Escort. You know I'm fucked up.
You were fucked up.
Like, yeah, man,
you got a Ford Escort? It's all good, man.
I didn't hear it.
It was so hot, I was like, I gotta swim. I call up Matt, he's like, dude, come over to Abe's house. We gotta go swim. And I was like, yes. You know, go over there, partying all day. I think everyone's gone. I think they end in Denver. All of a sudden, he just rolls into his mom's house, and there's like a full-on party in the backyard. Like this crap uncle and like all his dirtball friends jumping in the
pool. Novak's baby's mom was there. She was like drinking. She was drinking wine. She was drinking wine, and I look at her friend Steph, and I'm just like, is she drinking wine? She's like, she's only having one glass. And I'm like, yeah, but she had one glass yesterday, and she had one glass the day before yesterday. And, like, every time I see her, she has one glass. So it's just not like she's having one glass. Because anybody who bumps into her, they're like, yeah, I saw Novak's baby as well. Like, really? Was she drinking? She was drinking wine and smoking. Like, oh, man, that baby's going to come out minging.
That's the worst. You're known as Novak's baby mama. That's the only way people know you. They don't know your name, but they just know that you have Novak's kid.
Dude, the eyes are going to come out so wide. It's that fatal alcohol
syndrome. He's already
fatal.
What if he has a kid and it's just like Yao Ming, like a 10-foot Chinese kid?
Like, just somehow it happened.
He's gonna make you Johnny.
I'm a mongoloid.
Yo, baby's mama, yo, it's Novak. Hey, I don't know, I just thought I'd pay you a call. Hey, as soon as that baby comes out, I want him listening to Hanoi Rocks with a shot of grapefruit, shot of crab.
Oh, man.
With a nipple on it.
Yeah, now she's probably trying to wash that baby out of it. That's what she
thought.
Gonna wash that baby right out of my womb.
Swish it away with a little Cabernet.
That baby better have a vodka flavor omelet when I'm done with it.
Omelet.
What kind of breakfast you gotta get it?
Vodka omelet.
Whoa. Does that look like Novak's mom?
Ew. She's there.
Novak's
ew.
Girlfriend.
What is this? Jugs?
Read
this
headline.
Read it.
Read the front thing. You're going to laugh so bad.
There's a magazine devoted to naked pregnant girls.
Read that one.
Naked pregnant lesbians.
It's all about titties.
Listen to this. Listen.
Cover girl, dirty blonde. Teresa hooked on own B.O.
Yeah.
B.O. Her body is she's hooked on her own
she
B.O.
She smells like stinky pussy.
She's hooked on her own B.O.
I'm not sure heard fresh today.
Yeah, man, you gotta send that to Uncle Pat, man. That's freaking gold in jail.
Oh, yeah.
You can get so many
you
get
him a carton of cigarettes for that,
shit.
Man.
You get out of work for a month.
Man.
That's what you got.
Who would want to pose? Like, dude, this girl here is like full-blown pregnant. She's just all stoked on being naked and showing.
The girls are gnarly, man.
Sick tits squeezing milk out. It's so disgusting. Ew, and this lady has stretch marks.
Ew, look at them floppy tits.
Yo, Shipper, you remember Jugs Magazine back in the day? Four, dude, that was fucking...
Where'd you get the shit, bro?
That was awesome, man.
The only magazine I ever got my hand on was, like, Hustler,
dude, you know
Penthouse,
what?
Playboy. Dude, there's no good stuff. Like, I only had one magazine, and I had to bury it in the dirt in the woods to go jack off.
If you were like...
this magazine, that's fine.
I had to dig it up.
I guess it was all gritty after.
Yeah, had a little mud in there.
Jeffrey Dahmer style, I gotta dig it up all.
Dude, I know people are, like, have sick fetishes and stuff, but, like... who would want to see, like, a already overweight lady that's pregnant,
Pam,
naked,
that.
All stretched out with some milk coming out of it?
With, like, titties that have milk dripping out.
And here's where you find a magazine, mechanics, like mechanic shops, in the woods.
Behind
A-plus in the woods, or in prison, dude.
Did you ever hear of those sick frumpers out there in Denmark? Did you hear of those frumpers?
What's a frumper?
Dude, there's frumpers all over Denmark and Netherlands and shit. They girls will pull up to like 7-Eleven on their bikes, and then this bandit would come around the corner and start sniffing the seat. Yeah, they're called frumpers.
It's like
sick fetish. They love the smell of the ass, the sweaty ass.
See, I thought
the bandit comes around the corner.
Look at that bitch on the 10-speed. It's all sweaty. I want to sniff that seat all night long. It looks tired. We're gonna catch up.
What's wrong with that?
See, I thought frumpers was when you fart when you're humping, and I've done that like 100 times. What's wrong with frumping, man? Like, you gotta fart. Like, why would you ruin the sex? Just fart, man. You're not gonna
that's
be all pent up.
Hold it, man.
What?
Just picture like doing bang and your thong. Just picture humping your girlfriend. Like,
you love that, don't you? You like the frump, don't you?
Yeah, frump.
Shipburn doesn't want to hold his fart in while he's fucking, so he just lets it loose.
That's what I thought frumping was.
It's like a sloppy hat of fart too, while you're just getting into it, like just laying.
Who cares? This is still the best.
I'm not stopping.
Nothing can change this.
I'm 37. I don't stop the momentum for anything.
Someone stopped it on your
throat. Oh, yeah, just like that. I'll suck a fart out of my ass.
Get back. Get back by Uncle Matt the whole time thinking, like, this guy keeps farting. Like,
dude, there's some sick fuckers. I remember.
I'm glad I'm not one of them.
We went on this press tour for Jackass the Movie all through Europe. It was me, Spike Jones, Tremaine, and Knoxville. And this German reporter guy was like, taping us, and he's like, why do you guys think it's like funny to play with like, you know, poop and like jump into poop and stuff like that? And then the mic just goes to me, and I'm just like, wait a minute, you're telling me that why do we like to play for? You guys are German.
Yeah,
you guys seen your own porno videos? Like German pornos, you guys are shitting in each other's mouths and stuff.
That's
like,
good.
Yeah, what are you talking
and,
about?
And you, the German, is asking me what's my obsession with shit?
It's like your hard drive.
I think you need to ask your own country that, old boy.
The best part is when you fart while you're fucking and a piece of toilet paper is flying in the wind like a windbag at the airport.
That's so sick.
Put it all together.
Yo,
you're fucking dirty.
Dude, I'm gonna play some dub.
Big old dirty bastard.
And I'll tell you why, because this band, Skindred, is opening up for Hymns US tour. So I want to hear what they sound like. I just got the CD, and I think track 14 is the best. It's called The Fear. So let's check it out and see if we like them. This is Radio BAM, Series 28, Action.
Jesus.
Starting out of nowhere, I know that you disappear. Rude boys are coming in. Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Hell yeah, that was Skindred, The Fear, and they are opening up for him on their U.S. tour, probably starting in September or October. I don't know. I thought it was good. I liked Dom.
Yeah, I liked it.
It's chill. It makes me want to smoke a blunt.
And there you go. Play it again.
Never go wrong with that guy.
Ew. There you go.
Remember this song?
There you go.
Fuck, can you even hear it?
Here, I'll come.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Here, give him a mic. Whoever's next. Give the man a mic.
Oh, you can just put it right there.
This is one of my favorite, is this
right
a decal song or a Narkil song?
Narkil.
You sung like a hick.
Yeah.
Spit in my spittoon. I don't have a pick though, do you?
Here's a quarter.
Does that work?
A quarter.
Call someone who cares. Guitar, but I'll give it a shot.
Dude.
You ready?
With a quarter.
Hey, yo!
My finger in his hole. Lemonade, milk, mac rolls, patties made of silk. All night,
getting drunk. Matt smelled like a skunk. He was stoned, drunk on drugs, driving up 95, pull on 202. Not alive, 76, cold, never gets drunk to suck dicks. Just yeah, he plays tricks. Missiles in the woods, like kissing faggots on the mistletoe. Would he do that? No, never. Mark Hanna. What about him?
Now it's going techno.
Oh, Mark Hanna smells so gross. He looks like an asshole getting up close.
Dude, that's like the Arabian version of freaking Narkil acoustic.
And a quarter didn't work.
Bye-bye.
So rusty on the guitar.
The guitar.
Now you got some time, man. You should play guitar again.
Me?
Get an Arco going.
As soon as my 7-inch head wound heals.
That didn't sound like you were going to say something good.
Get my 7-inch throbbing head ready to fuck some hoes. I'm my big dick and I'm ready to play.
Remember that?
Have I heard a sentence start out so filthy and be totally clean?
As soon as my 7-inch head wound heals.
Who else we rag on? Let's rag on somebody.
No.
Rick's like, no, is that enough?
You know, Ryan G's listening in the corner like, oh, God, please. Almost made it through a whole show without being called fat. We made fun of her having a whole website called Ryan G Photography, not fag.
Yo, do you know any random facts? Because I found out one today. If you strike the Liberty Bell, the note would be an E flat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You like that? Because they've been cracked, like, into your head.
And yeah,
stupid comeback.
It doesn't depend on what you strike it with.
That's the only thing I ever heard.
No, and also, in 1977, they opened up their first McDonald's in Odessa, Ukraine, and they wanted to save money by hiring a local farm company, and they tested out the meat a year later, and they found out there was human particles in it. And if you dump out a bottle of vodka and then you let and then you tip it back over, if you let it sit there, there's always 42 drips that drop out of it.
That you can figure out from the surface.
So what, when you think the party's over, it's only just begun, Lord Pitaro.
What alcohol wasted motherfucker figured that out? He dumped the shit out and then like waited for 42 drips to watch it go.
Based on the surface area and the surface tension of the ethanol mix.
In 1996, while working at the King of Prussia Mall, I approached a Burger King franchise for breakfast. When walking up to the counter, the woman was walking up from the opposite side. We both saw a mouse on her side of the counter, and I proceeded to order breakfast.
Are you serious?
No, I'm dead serious. We looked down at the mouse and then looked back, and I was like, well, I'm still hungry.
Yeah. Oh,
and
man.
It wasn't in the food. It was, like, up by the counter. It might have been there last night.
You probably thought it was, like, Dave.
It's way worse, dude. That whole food court, there's just some big fat slob at the bottom, and he's sticking, he makes all the food and sticks it in those tubes that you have in the bank. And it flies into each restaurant.
Yo, I was watching this show a long time ago. It was just, like, hidden cameras in restaurants, like, to show you how filthy the restaurants actually were.
And not at my restaurant.
And the winner was, it's called, like, Shoney's or something.
Oh yeah, I've seen Shoney's.
This fucking fat bitch was digging her hand down her ass crack, itching the shit out of her. She actually dug in her ass, like, not through underwear. Like, it was actually skin on hands and skin on ass, like, touching it. Then she brings it up and sniffs it, and then she goes out and delivers the food.
Oh, no man. Way, dude.
Yeah, and it's all on tape. Like, it was gross.
Dave Mill did some shit at Roy Rogers, I'll tell you. He used to work back there at the chicken fryer, right, until he blew the fucker up and got fired. He was back there breaking the shit in half, spitting in it, throwing crap in the fucking, in the fryer, you know. He'd see a whole bunch of people coming, he'd be like, ah, you motherfuckers, it means you gotta work another hour later. He'd just be throwing shit in her.
You know, in Devon, at the Burger King in Devon, they got caught. Because kids cummed in the in the mayonnaise.
You know how much that happens?
They right. Cummed in the mayonnaise.
I heard
Mal shit in the in the Little Caesars pizza sauce when he used to work there.
Nah, they did something fucked up to the Little Caesars. I used to still eat the pizza.
That mayonnaise got a little whang.
Yeah, I worked there.
I would never let like anybody who's 25 and younger like handle my food at a restaurant. Really?
You think if you don't send it back,
like,
at least you'll get fucked.
How could you get a boner at a restaurant? The fucking jizz in the... Like, you just got a manager. You're like, dude, it could be an ass. It could be anything right now. Like,
well, Rick, let me tell you, it's a little bit easy. See, this is what you gotta do.
All right, Novak, how do you do that? Novak's stuck in Colorado right now.
What? Like, why is he really...
Uh-oh. Manhunt.
I heard heroin there is like the, it's probably like the
cheaper than gas.
Yeah, the sixth heroin capital of the world.
I didn't do a lot of shitty drugs that way.
Vancouver's number one.
We didn't have a problem flying.
Baltimore's number two.
For heroin.
Hey, you know what the meth capital of the world is? Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
You know that?
Jimmy Poplar.
Yeah, because there's like nothing to do there, I guess. Hey, let's do some meth. All right.
Either that or like...
What? These guys are having so much... What the fuck is going on?
I'm not going to tell you. But it's what I am going to do. Just wrap this...
Fuck,
I'm going to wrap this up and end it with two songs here. So everybody say goodbye. I'm going to play Atreyu, Bleeding Mascara, followed by a band called Gob from Canada.
Atreyu!
It's called Ming Tran. So I'll see you later.
Ming Tran.
Ming Tran by Gob Goblin.
All right, fellas. See you later. Radio Band Series 28 back.
To cut through the bullshit, to cut through the chase.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam, everybody.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.
Keeping you
stoked.
You heard?
Faction.
Sirius 28.